Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer podcast. This is Richard here again, and it is our joy to be coming to you today. Prayer is one of the most excellent means of nourishing the new nature and of causing the souls to flourish and prosper. It is a way to a life of communion with God. Encouragement from Jonathan Edwards. Cultivate a habit of communion with God. This will produce that inward peace which will make you superior to your trials. The wisdom of John Flavel. You don't need me to tell you of our tumultuous times, yet as the Bible says, we were born and reborn for such a time as this. Fear not what we see around us. Prayer brings us the abundant life promised. Our host, Fred, would love to encourage you to a growing, biblical, dynamic, sincere prayer life. And now, here he is, Fred.
Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer podcast. My name is Fred, and I am the podcast principal. If you'll remember, if you've been with us from the beginning 5 years ago, that way back then, I think it was in 2018, after a few weeks, I started a short devotional feature. I had envisioned at that time several devotions a week. Actually, I thought I could do one a day, if you'll recall that as well. Now, that was so long ago that our standard operating procedure, or SOP, as you corporate types are fond of calling it, was like this. And in fact, it wasn't an SOP, it was an FOP, Fred's operating procedure at the time. And I wrote out my notes on pieces of paper. I got into the closet, I turned on my iPad, and I talked into the iPad. And I just talked about what was on my mind, what was on the notes. And although I had some very good comments in those early days, that it sounded more like a conversation kind of around a dinner table. If you remember, or if you've gone back and listened to some of those episodes, you will remember there was paper shuffling, there was a myriad of mistakes, of misspeakings. When I wasn't feeling well, you heard sneezes and coughs and all manner of other noises, which were not even a good amateur, let alone semi-professional in the podcast realm. Then the quest began to get better, to sound better, to make that sound a better idea. But I had to scuttle the idea of a daily devotional because it just wasn't time with the editing and the way the editing was and our recording was. There just wasn't time to do even the shortest of devotionals a day. Now, things have progressed over the last 5 years, and I think I can do short devotionals now at least twice a week. I was going to say one a day, but let's start with twice a week and see how that works, along with our planned episodes. And Heavenly Father, we bow before you and pray these short snippets of devotional will focus on you and your word and what we learn as we pray along with your word. We pray it in your mighty name. Amen. And I mentioned before, at different points, if you remember, that the best way to learn to pray is to immerse yourselves in the Psalms. Ourselves in the Psalms. I do that. I pray a psalm every day. We clearly in the Psalms see worship and thanksgiving and supplication, and we hear all that or see all that, read all that by men and women who are carried along by the Holy Spirit. And we know that that's true because Timothy tells us, 2 Timothy tells us, that the writers of Scripture, what we have now, that has come down to us from the most ancient of days, they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So this is God's sanction, the Holy Spirit's sanction of worship when we read in the psalm. And there is a psalm that is especially meaningful to me. It gives us great direction and encouragement and food for our souls. And Psalm 103 is perhaps one of the greatest, or perhaps the greatest. And that's where we're going to begin. Our only ground rule as we go along is we want the Holy Spirit to lead each message and bring to mind what we need to meditate on and be devoted to. The beginning of prayer is the realization of God. His work is mysterious. He is mysterious to us. But the Bible clearly and openly states, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Although we defend our faith, the Bible isn't primarily an argument for God. It just states plainly, "In the beginning, God." And prayerfully, you have reached that point in your life when there's no more doubting. Your soul has had enough experience with the Word of God and with God to just say, "In the beginning, God." We know from Isaiah that He is holy, 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 the only time in Scripture that He is called the same attribute three times. That's Isaiah 6, 3, and 4. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth, and the whole earth is filled with His glory." And when we go to Psalm 103, verse 1, the writer says there, David says there, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." God is, and He is holy, and He is to be worshipped. He is our Creator. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Moses tells us to love the Lord with all our hearts, minds, and strength. All that is within us, we bless His holy name. We know that the Lord, He is God, and that He's the one who has made us. That's Psalm 100. We haven't made ourselves. He made us. We are His people. We are His sheep, even the sheep of His pasture. And we know that Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. Evil shepherds come to destroy. I have come to live, to give life, and to give it abundantly." But first and foremost, we worship God as God, our Creator, holy, and our Good Shepherd. Heavenly Father, let us recall that Thou art our Creator, that Thou art holy, that Thou art our Good Shepherd who laid down Your life for us so that we can have abundant life now as we commune with Thee, and eternal life as we will commune with Thee for time immemorial. We thank You. Help us to meditate on You, Creator, Redeemer, the rock of our salvation. We pray it in that name with all our hearts and minds and souls. Amen. Thank you guys for listening. This is a little longer than 5 minutes, and I would encourage you to be blessed if you are a sheep of His pasture. And let us pray for one another.